Welcome back or welcome to the Tiny Talks podcast. I'm your host, Tiny Winnin, and today we are going to be talking about going for our goals, our dreams, and reaching for the stars. Stay tuned. Is there a dream that you've wanted to pursue for a while? Maybe you've wanted to become a content creator. Maybe you wanted to be an actor, a dancer, a rapper, I don't know, whatever you wanted to become, but you always limit yourself or you let fear dictate what you should do, or you let people's voices get to your head and you don't make decisions based on what you want or what you believe in, right? I'm here to tell you this for this week, honey. Go for it. I dare you. Go for it. Reach for the stars. It's so easy to do the nitty-gritty and tell yourself at the beginning of the year, January disease, when you're telling yourself, no, this year is my year. I'm gonna change. I'm gonna stop procrastinating. This year is my year. I'm not gonna dare give up. I'ma do me. I'ma be that girl. I'ma be that guy. And then by the time we get to March, things change. You get to March and it's like, okay, I need to slow down. Like, I'm tired. You know, life has beating you up black and blue. You are frustrated. Work is killing you. Your life is killing you. Everything is just coming at you from all different directions. Go for it. Go for your dreams. Reach for the stars. Right now, I feel like I have given myself excuses to not record anything for the past, I think, 6-7 months. Not record anything, not focus on anything, just do the bare minimum, just not be interested. I've had life really show me mean colors, you know, mean colors that like those violent colors. Like, life has been a beat to me. That's what I'm gonna say. It hasn't been cute. It hasn't been easy. School's been hectic. Life's been hectic. But I sat down with myself recently and I realized, okay, my life was shitty. But what do I have to actually show for my life? Like, besides the complaints that I have, besides the frustration that I feel, that frustration, like, okay, I should be at this level. I should be doing this by now. What have I done so far to show God that, look, Mr. G-Man, I am ready for you to bless me, fill my cup. I don't even have the cup. So where is God supposed to pour? That's the problem. We're so busy complaining. We're so busy crying out. We're so busy shouting. Oh my God, he's not listening to me. My relationship is in a turmoil. I've been working, but I'm not getting the results I want. We complain. Even at times when the opportunity and the success is right in front of you. It's not in the form that you may have prayed for it to be in, but it's right in front of you. But you still have the goal. You still have the nerve, the audacity, sweetie, to complain, to come up in here and act like you special like that. Let me tell you something. You're not. You really aren't, sweetie. You could have been the person you've always wanted to become, but all you do is complain, and do the bare minimum. All you ever do is do mediocre things that other people is doing. All you ever do is do what feels comfortable for you in the moment. You never reaching for the stars. Do you know what reaching for the stars is? It means you can't be on the ground right now. You have to get in that spacecraft. Even if you get in a plane, you can't reach the stars. You have to get in a mother-freaking spaceship and launch that baby and get in there and get out of this earth and just see those stars for what they really are. They just stones. And when you come to that realization, like, okay, so stars are just a big rock, guys. But they just shine. They're just a big rock. There's nothing special about your goal. There's nothing different. There's nothing so, oh my God, about your goal. It's just a facade. It's just a big rock. If it hits you, you might die. Granted, but then still. Okay, let's not look at the negatives of this situation, okay? Listen to me. If a star is just a rock that glitters at night, your goal is something so small, all you have to start doing is start doing it. Start doing, start believing, start manifesting it, start walking in it, start speaking in it. You have to start becoming it. Last week, we talked about separate yourself from the outcome. Separate yourself from what you're going to get, but focus on who you're going to become. A part of becoming is to change your mindset. It is to start attracting abundance into your life if that's what you want. It's attracting that love that you deserve. For you to get that love you deserve, you need to love yourself. That's how you attract good love. You need to love yourself. You need to respect yourself. You need to take yourself out on those cute little dates. Put on that cute little skirt and show off them nice legs, girl. Come on now. You need to go out there. Go for it. The worst that might happen to you is that you're gonna fail. Hell, everybody fails. You're still gonna fail if you don't do it. So you might as well fail doing it. Who cares what your best friend thinks? Hell, she fails too. She failing at her life. In some areas, she might not tell you. She might not show you. She might be put together all the time. She looks good. She smells good. Her relationship's good. But sometimes her life is falling apart too. She doesn't want to tell you because she looks at you and she's seeing life that is far worse than hers, and she's going to keep her mouth shut because she be out here practicing gratitude. That's what she's doing when she's looking at you. So you might as well go for it. Reach for the stars. Once you start working towards your dream, I don't think that you realize that working towards your dreams is not as hard as people make it out to be. It's just that your mind, when it's not in it, it's not in it. Your mind is the basis of everything. You control your mind, your life's in order. But if you don't have a hold on your mind, if you don't control how you think, I'm not saying that. When I'm saying control what you're feeling, is that you always have to force yourself to be happy. You always have to force yourself to be positive, because honey, sweetie, bunny, the truth is not every day you're going to feel like that. Sometimes you're going to wake up, you're going to feel like shit. That's the honest truth. You're going to wake up and be like, I don't want to go to school today, but I know how I have to. You're going to wake up and things don't look good for you. You're going to wake up and sometimes you can't even wake up because you didn't sleep. You didn't sleep because of grief. You didn't sleep because of grief. You're in pain. Your heart is broken. Sometimes you don't sleep because you're heartbroken. Your boy just told you over a text, measly text. That's what he did. And you're heartbroken because you thought you was something. Sometimes the stars are just really going to look like stars. So far away, so out of reach. Who am I to even think I can get that far? Who am I? I'm not God. I can't move mountains. I don't deserve it. Even if I was to be able to get that far up, I don't deserve it. If you have that kind of mentality, you need to change it. You need to work on it. You need to start believing that, look, I am deserving of love. I am deserving of success. I am deserving of patience and respect. You need to start believing it, and you have to start being in it. When you're in grief, it's so easy to not see the light in everything, but you have to pick yourself up even when it's hard. And people, I know people grieve differently. People have depression episodes that are different, anxiety levels that are different. But I kid you not, when you focus on that goal, when you focus on getting better, when you focus on healing your broken heart, when you focus on that process of moving on, sometimes it's not you alone who does it. Reaching for the stars doesn't mean you have to do it alone. Trust God with it, trust Allah with it. Trust the universe with it. Trust the energy with it. Trust whoever you believe in with it. There's a higher power. And not just that, we have our friends. Yeah, the sad part is that sometimes our friends, instead of helping us achieve and reach for the stars, our friends, they don't see the vision like we do. They don't see it the way that you do, but don't let that discourage you. Let it be a reminder whenever they say something out of line to you, out of pocket to you, that look, they don't see the vision that I have in my mind. So I don't expect them to understand, but I know that this friend can help me in one, two, three situations. I know they love me. They just don't understand the dream. But that shouldn't stop you from going for it. So this week, just for this week, I want us to be baddies this week. I want to challenge us as the two of us, because I have the same nervous sort of panic whenever it comes to releasing content that involve my face. Oh, Jesus. Whenever my face is involved, I'm just there like, ish, nkosiyam, yo, why? I don't want to do this. But just for this week, just for this week, we're gonna pretend like we are bodies. We know that we're not. We're normal human beings. We're not at that level yet. But we're gonna pretend. This week we're gonna pretend. This week. If there's someone who you've always wanted to become, you wanted to become that hot girl. Girl, be that hot girl. You're gonna have to wake up a little earlier, get that hair did. Okay, make sure your nails is done nicely. You paint them if you can't afford to like get them done. Just spoil yourself in like a budget-friendly way. Don't break your budget for being a body. It's not worth it, trust me. But just do things for you, okay? So I'll catch you next week. Y'all, thank you so much for listening in on today's episode. Hopefully, it does something for you. It lights a fire under your ass and you start to do the work. Like Kim Kardashian says, get up. What did she say? Get up off your ass and work, okay? So I just want you to remember for this week, go for it, reach for the stars. Bye.